You can solve all the problems in the world and have the most optimized SEO and perfectly showcase your curated call to actions till the cows come home. But if people are snoozing while they poke around your website, none of it matters.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Let's face it, your website is your home on the World Wide Web. It's this space that should personify you and communicate who you are and what your offer is clearly through a screen. Let's be honest, nothing's quite like the feeling of creating or refreshing your website and bringing to life the creative vision that you have for it. Whether you go the template route or fully custom for your website design doesn't matter a whole lot in the long run. Actually, so many templates nowadays are fully customizable, so even if it's the same blueprint someone else might have, by changing the fonts, colors, and photos, you can give it this feel that is uniquely your own at a fraction of the price. So don't fret if your site needs a little facelift and you don't have the budget for a full-on custom design. By the way, most entrepreneurs don't or would rather spend those funds elsewhere. Instead of pouring so much energy and creative juice, and not to mention money, into the aesthetics of your website, it's time to focus more on the user friendliness and the user experience of your website, because bottom line, that's what will lead to conversions or potentially lead to dead ends for your prospects, which of course we don't want. If your website doesn't make that initial impact or lacks clear messaging, if people can't figure out how to work with or buy from you, or if there's just too much going on, that's potential for major lost sales. And that's exactly what I want for you to avoid. The whole reason you're building or refreshing a website is to boost sales, right? So let's talk about what your website really needs in order to take visitors from semi-interested skimmers to full-blown obsessed and paying clients or customers. Let's dive in. Ready to grow your email list? Well, you need a quiz. An Interact quiz is my favorite way to capture emails and grow my list while providing a fun piece of value for my audience. Build your own quiz and grow your list with 15% off at jennalovesinteract.com. Promo code GoldDigger. That's jennalovesinteract.com. Promo code GoldDigger. A $1,500 grant is on the table for one woman-owned business in honor of Women's Entrepreneurship Day, thanks to her headquarters. Join the platform bringing women-owned businesses together to form powerful partnerships and apply for the grant at herheadquarters.app/holidaygrant. Let's dig on in and bust a giant myth to kick things off. Your website, it's not about you. Yep, hold the phone. I said it. Sure, it's your website for your business featuring your products or services, but when we buy stuff, it's not just because we're attracted to the person who's selling it. That's just a tiny part of it. It's because the promised end result of making a decision involving a product, service, or offer validates our needs or desires in some way. So you need to create your website through this lens of validating your perfect client or customer's needs and making them, not you, the hero. You want them to imagine themselves living in the story your website is telling as a paying client or customer of yours. So think about these three questions. If you have a pen and paper, write them down. Number one, what's the thing that you can solve for them? Like only you are equipped to solve this problem for them. Two, what are they struggling with that your business can provide a solution for, whether that's a product, a service, or some other offer? And number three, what area of expertise are they looking to you for? What have you experienced? What have you done? What have you been transformed by that you can share with them?
Now, we've all heard this before. You have up to 8 seconds to hook someone who lands on your website, and that's not a whole lot of time to convince people to stick around. But if we kick off your website with the right headline, you'll likely hook them. Your website must lead and start with something compelling that confirms that this person is in the right place. Maybe it's your unique selling proposition or your USP. Maybe it's calling out a specific pain point your ideal client deals with. Maybe it's sharing a desired end result, or maybe it's a quick who I am and what I do statement so that it's ultra clear and obvious who it is you serve and how you serve them, allowing the visitor to qualify if they are a fit for your offer. Now, like I said, your website, it's not about you. You want to start with painting the promise and putting your visitor in the hero's seat, and then clearly stating how you can help or serve others. So in those sections, be sure to share only the pieces of your story or background that will resonate with your ideal clientele. Some of the best headlines on websites I've seen are super simple and to the point, but also effectively, they communicate what the business's prospective clients need to hear. It's statements or headlines that say things like, "You're struggling with blank, but you don't have to go it alone anymore." Or, "What you don't need is more blank. You need a streamlined process to blank, and I can help with that." Or maybe it's, "I know what it's like to feel," and then you insert an emotion or challenge the ideal client is likely facing, "but I'm here to tell you there's a better way. Let me show you how." See how those play on triggers, but also offer an encouraging solution if the reader decides to keep exploring the website. It's all about leading in with a hardship or challenge someone's facing, and then ways that your offer can help provide the solutions they're yearning for. On your homepage, you may also want to include some kind of image that builds trust right from the get-go. I think it's tempting for business owners to slap a semi-relevant but high-quality stock photo on their website, but if you can avoid it, I'd rather you pick something super brand representative, like a friendly photo of you making eye contact with the camera or an exceptional shot of your products. Overall, people perform better than things, and faces build trust when it comes to images. So if it is a product shot, try to use one with a human element in it as well. It might seem like a small detail, but a great image will start to allow your prospects to associate the brand with a visual element, hopefully something that's warm, inviting, and memorable, because remember, this is your home on the World Wide Web. Beyond a captivating headline and image, you want visitors to be able to navigate your site and communicate with you as easily as possible. Think of your website as a journey someone takes. They experience an issue, come across your website, see that you may have a solution for their issue, and then what? What's the next step for them? What is the first click you want for them to make? Landing on your website isn't the final destination. Reaching out to book you or buying your product or service is. So, what does the customer path look like from the time that they land on yourawesomewebsite.com to the actual purchasing part of the relationship? The answer should be that it's super easy, but more often than not, I see websites with so many bells and whistles and buttons and features and an impossible amount of calls to action that I'm not sure where to go or what exactly I'm supposed to do. I have this thing called the mom test, where you build up your site and then you watch your mom or someone not inside of your world navigate your site without showing or telling them exactly where to go. Like, literally pull up your website and tell someone, "I want for you to contact me," and watch a path that they take that they think they need to in order to get there. There have been so many times where I thought the steps were clear, but then watching a stranger navigate my site, I realized that those cute menu names didn't quite make sense, or that the slider navigation that I thought was simple totally got lost. I challenge you to have someone outside of your world use your site to make sure it's as easy and clear as you think it is. Ultimately, you want people to know exactly where to click to get to where they want to go. The end. So how can you do that with as much clarity and as little time on their end as possible? When I was still shooting weddings, I basically created two pathways on my website. One for my prospective brides and one for my potential marketing students. I mapped out the exact number of clicks that it would take for a wedding client to book me and for students to learn more from me, and I tried to make the path of least resistance for each of those options. I wanted for it to be ridiculously clear for them to get to where they wanted to go without getting stuck. I wanted to eliminate any excessive clicks, which would be an opportunity to lose someone in the process and make it so, so easy for someone to land exactly where they need to land with as few of clicks as possible. Think about it. Every additional click you require someone to make is an opportunity for you to lose them. So what does that look like for your website? First, you want to make sure your contact form is easy to find and super short to fill out. Also, make sure your email address is visible and easy to find in case someone doesn't want to fill out your form for any reason. When it comes to a contact form, the less info they need to input, the more likely someone is to fill it out and submit it. I recommend only gathering a first name, an email address, and then have a section where they can leave a note. A lot of times people will include things like the date of your wedding if you're a wedding photographer, or the type of shoot you want, and a prospective client might not know the answers to those questions and feel discouraged and end up not completing your form. You really don't need anything beyond name, email address, and the note that they want to leave you to be able to communicate and begin the experience with them moving forward. And be sure that your contact page is included in your main navigation menu at the very top of your website. Don't name it anything kitschy to be cute, like holler this way or wanna chit chat. Trust me, you can be cute with your copy everywhere else, but keep that top menu super straightforward with buttons that communicate exactly what the pages on your site are. Contact, blog, services, pricing, and so on. You could also add a contact form to the sidebar or the footer of your website to make an extra opportunity for someone to get in touch and to keep it extra clear and even easier for people to reach out. On that note, it should be just as easy for prospects to figure out what it is that you can provide them, like what your offers and paid products are. While you should think about your homepage as the spot to validate your ideal client's pain points, think of your services or products page as the spot that seals the deal. It's not necessarily a place to outwardly sell, but to serve, to clearly show that you understand what they need and can provide excellent, just right, clear-cut solutions for the specific troubles they're facing. You want your offers to be super clear and to paint the picture of the end result that the client can expect versus focusing on all the features or bells and whistles. One of the biggest mistakes people often make is that they use words or terminology that the customer doesn't understand or they don't value, or that muddies the offer water by sharing way too much about the features without focusing on what the viewer can expect if they become a paying client of yours. Focus on providing a clear solution to the problem they have and make sure the differences in the offers that they can choose from are easy to differentiate and understand to help them make a clear decision easier and faster. A lot of times we assume our clients understand terminology that matters to us but might mean nothing to them. So keep the customer front of mind versus trying to sound impressive or use terms specific to your industry or product that the general public might not know. Knowing exactly how to frame your services comes down to being super in tune with who your ideal clients are, from their likes to dislikes, hobbies and demographics, to their hangups, blind spots, and bumps in the road. If you've never really dug into who your ideal client is, doing this work will make positioning your offer so much more fluid and aligned. Sure, you already know the features and tools and benefits of your offers like the back of your hand, but when you can communicate exactly how they help and what problems they solve, they not only become more powerful and useful to prospective clients, they become irresistible. What could you do with $1,500 for your business? Whether you're just getting started or scaling to the next level, $1,500 can go a long way. I am so thrilled to partner with Her Headquarters as they celebrate Women's Entrepreneurship Day with a $1,500 grant for a woman-owned business. You can apply for the grant by joining Her Headquarters at herheadquarters.app/holidaygrant. They've created a platform built for women entrepreneurs to connect and collaborate in powerful ways. You can post your partnership opportunities and search for mutually beneficial collaborations with other women to grow and scale your brand.
Partnerships means increased visibility and revenue for your business. We go farther when we go together. So join Her Headquarters with a 30-day free trial and start making intentional connections that are purposeful and powerful. Don't wait to sign up because a $1,500 grant is on the table for one woman-owned business thanks to Her Headquarters. The deadline to apply is November 30th, 2020. Join the platform bringing women-owned businesses together to form powerful partnerships and apply for the grant at herheadquarters.app/holidaygrant. Okay, pop quiz time. What's my favorite way to grow my email list and provide value to my website visitors? Hint, I kind of gave away the answer already. The answer is a quiz from Interact. If you visited jennakutcher.com, you've probably seen my secret sauce quiz. That quiz leads visitors through a series of questions that ultimately delivers custom results on how to own your awesome, stand out from the crowd, build a successful business, and have fun doing it. So while it's a valuable quiz for my visitors, it's also super valuable for me because Interact collects and segments those quiz takers' emails to grow my email list and learn more about the people landing on my website. You can start with one of Interact's hundreds of templates for personality, scored, and assessment quizzes, then customize it with your questions, answers, photos, brand colors, and more. You can even branch out your quiz to have different paths depending on how a user answers a question. Just that one quiz alone has brought in over 90,000 email subscribers to my list. I love using Interact, and I know you will too. To start growing your list with a super engaging and fun quiz, go to jennalovesinteract.com and use the promo code GoldDigger for 15% off your Interact subscription. That's jennalovesinteract.com, promo code GoldDigger. Another thing your website might be lacking? A solid pop-up strategy or a way to capture the leads. I know, you probably think of pop-ups as these super spammy, annoying boxes that are way too salesy and that you can't seem to figure out how to X out of on some of your favorite websites. That's not what we're aiming for here. The goal of your website should be to not only educate the person on your website, but to capture their information so that you can remain in touch with them long after they click off of it. When we talk about conversions with your website, it's not just about converting viewers to customers, though that's awesome. It's about converting viewers to subscribers so that you can serve them well. A strong pop-up can fit in seamlessly with your branding and can offer something valuable to your website visitors. And if someone isn't interested, make it abundantly easy to click out of, like no hidden exit buttons allowed. Did you know that most of my website's pop-ups aren't even for paid products? They lead to freebies, additional information, resources, free training so that my audience can get tangible, helpful information at no cost. And that way they can join my email list in the process. My biggest hope is to get someone results for free so that they consider and enthusiastically want to take advantage of my paid offers. So if you're not sure where to begin with a pop-up strategy, we use a program called Opt-in Monster to create custom pop-ups for my website. But some email providers also allow you to create pop-ups through their software. Check with yours to see if it's a part of the package that you're already signed up for. And then ideally, just start with one pop-up that provides something of value, aka don't just create a pop-up that says, sign up for my newsletter, because let's be honest, that's not going to convert well and no one wants another newsletter in their inbox, like at all. If you can say, drop your email here to receive my free checklist or the best template for X, Y, or Z, then people will feel so much more inclined to opt in before Xing out of the alert because they'll see it's providing something actually helpful to them. Provide as much value as you possibly can. And if you want to take this a step further, or you already have a pop-up strategy in place and you want to elevate it even more, I recommend split testing headlines and imagery on your pop-ups to see what vibes and converts best for your people. Split testing just means offering the same offer, or the same call to action, but using testing and trying out different language, different designs, different graphics, different images to see what sort of messaging and look aligns best with your website audience and drives the best response. Did you know that roughly 96% of people who land on your page for the first time aren't ready to purchase at that very moment?
96%. So with a simple pop-up strategy, you can capture their information and give them a reason to allow you to stay in touch, build that foundation, create a trusting relationship, and ideally provide them enough free value over time so that they are more inclined to buy when they're ready. Moving on from pop-ups and converting your viewers to subscribers, does your website feature testimonials yet? I found that testimonials are polarizing for business owners, not because they don't believe in the value of a good testimonial, but because the process of asking for them can feel daunting or pushy for so many. But think of it like this. If you provide a product or service that helps others in some way, wouldn't you think that those people would want to share their experience with you in the world? If we circle back to the first point we made, remember, your website is not about you. It's about them, the person viewing it. Testimonials allow you to paint that scene that your prospective client, the website visitor, can visualize themselves in. They give you other people's words and experiences to not only shout out the value you bring to the table, but also to paint different transformations that the person who's reading it might connect with better. You need to believe in your offer so deeply that it makes asking for testimonials a no-brainer part of your workflow. In fact, you can even automate this as a piece of your process. You deliver your product or service to someone, you give them this killer experience, and a week later they might receive a survey or email that asks for their honest feedback. Boom, done and dusted, as Leanne from Peloton would say. And this also gives you valuable feedback to make sure that your offer and experience is exceptional. Showing testimonials can drive validation, provide social proof, and build up the belief that if others are doing it, your prospects can / probably should do it too. This almost creates a sense of FOMO in a good way, though. You don't need a ton of testimonials blanketing your website, but keep gathering them from clients and cycle in the best of the best so that they're fresh, up-to-date, relevant, and showcase your latest offerings. Also, if you need help gathering killer testimonials, head to today's show notes at jennakutcherblog.com/webneeds. That's jennakutcherblog.com/webneeds to grab my free guide that walks you through to get the exact questions you need to ask in order to get meaningful testimonials that will help you convert your website viewers into actual clients. It's an entirely free guide, and there's even an email template that you can snag to send out to your past clients to get collecting. Here are a few more rapid-fire quick tips for you to try or play with in terms of optimizing your website for conversions. Number one, if you have the bandwidth, include a chat now box on your page. We use a program called SnapEngage, and it helps us serve our current students and prospective future students during business hours. One team member just has it open all day long, and it gives us an opportunity to quickly serve and answer questions. Number two, make sure your website speed is as fast as possible. Tests show that for every second lost while your website loads, your conversions decrease by 7%. Get that load speed time faster, baby. There are so many resources online that can help you do this. Number three, no dead ends. Add a call to action to every page on your website, whether it's to contact you, read the blog, download a free resource, or learn more about you and your business. Pay attention to which call to actions get the most clicks and use more of those throughout your content and landing pages. The more invitations you can offer, the better the chance that a viewer will convert to a subscriber or a client. Also, turning your calls to actions into buttons rather than just hyperlinked copy can improve conversions. I mean, buttons are just way more fun, am I right? Number four, be sure to add urgency copy to your calls to action. So instead of just saying, read more here, say something like, sign up today. This actually has been shown to improve conversions by 252%. Mind blowing, right? Number five, remove any jargon or complicated terminology from your entire website. Act as though you're explaining what you do, the people you serve, and the problems you solve to a fifth grader. If I can't land on your website and fully understand what you can do for me in less than 30 seconds, I'm likely not going to stick around. Make it abundantly clear and simple how you can help your people. And remember that the titles and the awards that are important to you might not mean anything to people outside of your industry. Number 6, make sure your website is mobile friendly. This is often an afterthought for business owners because we spend all of our time creating our websites and writing the copy and putting them together on our desktops. But be sure to test the functionality on your phone and other tablets to be certain it's still simple to navigate and click through to communicate with you. A mobile friendly website can actually double your conversions. It's super important, okay? Woo! That was a lot of quick tips, but before I sign off, I just want to remind you that your website is your home on the internet. Be you on your website. Have fun with it. Show your personality and your quirks and demonstrate why you yourself are the person to work with or buy from in your industry. You can solve all the problems in the world and have the most optimized SEO and perfectly showcase your curated call to actions till the cows come home. But if people are snoozing while they poke around your website, none of it matters. Think about a handful of your very own favorite brands to follow online. Odds are their copy is personality filled and their websites don't frustrate you. They're fun to visit. They give you a boost of inspiration and they provide you something super valuable along the way. There are a million things to overthink in business, but this shouldn't be one of them. Your website is like an extra extremity of who you are and what you do. Keep it true to you and work in these tips to drive more results, and you will be golden, my friend. And the best part is you'll be converting like crazy. Cheers to that. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, man, I need to build or update my website, I want to encourage you to go to jennakutcher.com/tonic, T-O-N-I-C. Those are my all-time favorite templates created by my favorite designers, and you can save 15% on your template purchase. And I just want to encourage you to focus on a site that converts, a site that doesn't suck, and a site that feels like your home on the internet. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.